Neuromorphic computing, making computers more like the human brain? These neuromorphic computers would be based on a technology called spintronics, which will better imitate biological brain functions, neurons, and synapses through the use of spin neurons. Professor Roy leads the research for spintronics at the Center for Spintronic Materials, Interfaces, and Novel Architecture, CSPIN. He said it's a concept that is inspired by how the brain works. We're talking about a whole different class of computing. Spintronics is the function of using an electron's spin state to represent a 1 or a 0, as opposed to the electrical charges used by traditional CMOS computers. Like inside a magnet, electrons can spin up or down and be used to represent information. These nanomagnets can then be connected by wires to produce a computer network. Where the modeling of a synapse could take many CMOS circuits, a single spintronic device might be able to do the same thing, allowing for compact biomimicry. It is worth noting that this technology would not replace traditional CMOS computing, but instead work alongside current technologies. Professor Roy says there are certain things CMOS general-purpose computers do very well, such as complex mathematical computations. However, there are other tasks CMOS has great difficulty with, such as facial recognition, which the human brain can easily accomplish. In theory, neuromorphic computers should be able to perform biometrics and everyday human activities 10 to 100 times more accurately than CMOS. This will include processes like facial recognition, writing, and walking. The obvious question here is, will this be the next link in the chain towards the singularity, artificial intelligence? No one knows. However, science fiction, a great predictor of many human accomplishments, would say so. In Star Trek, Lieutenant CMD, Data is an android with an Asimovian positronic brain which mimics the functions of the human brain. Not so different from what Professor Roy has been saying. Though Data's brain mimicked his human counterparts, his intellect, memory, and reflexes were all vastly superior. Most interesting of all, he even developed the ability to feel emotions. This begs another question: are humans destined to build their next evolutionary link instead of siring one? Will we all be replaced by robots and androids? Is anyone's job safe? The video below might suggest that most jobs are in danger, but only time will tell. As for now, Professor Roy's grant will provide him with $2.3 million to help the DoD uncover this technology and turn it into a processor. Source: Purdue.